You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Manufacturer, distributor and marketer of quality products and brands for the consumer packaged goods industry in South Africa and beyond, Libstar Holdings Limited has reported a strong first half performance. Revenue went up by 6.7% year on year to 5.96 billion rand, supported by volume growth among others. Operating profit is up 16.7% to 296 million rand. Earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization increased by 7.5% to 465 million rand, with EBITDA margin improving 7.8%. We speak now to the CEO of Libstar, that's Mr. Charles de Villiers, for more on the results. Thank you very much, Charles, for your time this evening. So some of your strategic priorities include driving financial resilience and positioning Libstar as a strong business set for sustainable growth. Would you say that's what we're seeing with these set of results?
Good evening. Yes, thank you. I certainly believe that is the case. Having delivered the strongest set of results since H1 2022, driven by our strategic priorities, which we launched in 2023, those were the simplification of the portfolio, driving growth in our categories, and then also doing so sustainably.
We mentioned the volume growth in our introduction. So you are moving volumes, revenue up 6.7% year on year. What are some of the other factors that have driven this?
We've seen a tremendous outperformance from the ambient products category. That is for the second reporting period in a row. That was driven by the wet condiments subcategory through increased capacity utilization and also growing the category of sauces with our own brands. And we highlighted the Denny brand, the Goldcrest brand, and the Safari vinegar brands performing very well. Then we also mentioned within that same ambient products category, the growth of our Cape Herb & Spice brand, which is now available in more than 60 countries, and that delivered growth in excess of 40% through new listings in international markets.
Sure, there's something in the spice. And when we take a look at perishable products, Lancewood gaining retail market share.
Lancewood is our biggest brand within the portfolio, and it was key as a priority this year to ensure that we firstly maintain but also grow our market share in what we refer to as our core categories, being cheese, butter and yogurt. And we managed to do that, growing our market share in total by about 1%, which was significant in the context of the current market dynamics.
So is it safe to say that your streamlined portfolio and operating model are paying off? Would that be a competitive advantage?
Absolutely. We also mentioned that that streamlining is still ongoing, but it will be finalized by year end with some further streamlining to come. But certainly encouraging to see this set of results reflecting the outcomes of those decisive actions taken over the past 2 years.
Are you able to just remind us of the new distribution agreement with General Mills?
Yeah, we're very proud to partner with General Mills in distributing for what I refer to as iconic brands, being Häagen-Dazs, Old El Paso, and the likes in the South African market. It includes Nature Valley, which is a snacking brand, and we're very excited to be representing those brands in the South African market and to grow those brands moving forward.
You've also received a non-binding expression of interest regarding the potential acquisition of All Securities currently in issue. The discussions, at what stage are they? Are you at liberty to share, please?
Yes. Well, just as a reminder, we notified or announced to the market in March that the group would be engaging in an exercise to evaluate options in which to unlock value for all stakeholders. That process was initiated by the board, and this is the first step in furtherance of that objective. We have received more than one non-binding expression of interest, as you mentioned, for the entire company, but those discussions and engagements are at a very early stage, and therefore there can be no guarantee that this will result in a binding offer to stakeholders.
Thank you so much. I do want to go back, Charles, if you will, to the cash conversion ratio of 110%. What does that speak to?
Really two elements. The first one being resilient trading, the aspect that I spoke to earlier in our interview, but then also a concerted effort to reduce and normalize our, particularly our dairy inventories, which we managed to do, releasing some additional working capital that was sitting within our inventory balances. So through resilient trading and the release of working capital, being able to produce a record cash conversion ratio of 110%.
Yeah, you speak of the consumer environment right now is quite constrained, and then you add to that global uncertainty. Would you say that the consumer is, because I'm on your website right now as we speak, and I see here that you speak about our North Star, or your North Star for sustainable, profitable growth being the consumer as well that you serve?
It's a core of what we do, is being a consumer-centric business, also being a data-driven business. So we stay quite close to what is happening in the categories in which we participate. And it was concerning to note that there's a declining value growth trend. Although there is still growth in these categories, there is a declining growth trend. And I think as a responsible corporate that places and continues to place an obligation on us to be a low-cost provider of the products that we manufacture.
On ESG targets, is there anything that you can share with us, please?
Well, we announced a very exciting project this morning, being a water reuse project at our Lancewood facility. This is quite a significant project that we are launching in the next year or so. And our ultimate objective there, being a user of water, is to ultimately get as close to possible as to water neutral as possible by the close of 2027. We will never be completely water neutral, but it does improve our production efficiencies and reduces our reliance on existing infrastructure as well, which is quite exciting in terms of our ultimate objectives from an ESG perspective.
The outlook for Libstar?
Well, the consumer environment will certainly remain constrained, but we were very encouraged by the fact that our portfolio was able to deliver volume growth in a tough market environment. We mentioned that in the second half, we expect the trends from a consumer perspective to persist, but similarly, we believe our portfolio is well positioned from a private label as well as a branded perspective to continue to deliver growth on the prior year. So that growth trajectory remaining on track.
Before I let you go, Charles, I must admit that I buy yogurt quite a lot, right? And when we were speaking a little bit earlier on about Lancewood gaining the market share, I was asking myself, because you spoiled for choice, what is it about Lancewood, that rich creaminess, what is it that you have found that attracts people so much to it?
I'm so privileged to hear that. But certainly from a Lancewood perspective, it's all about quality. Our tagline is quality time, and it's about delivering a superior quality product, but also delivering innovation. One of those innovations being the launch of a Greek yogurt, which is performing exceptionally well and stacking up against the competition. So it's all about quality and the ability to continue to innovate for the changing needs of consumers.
The market agrees. Charles, thank you very much for your time this evening. Charles de Villiers is CEO of Libstar.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.